The following is a highlight from Israel Inspired with Ari Abramowitz and Jeremy Gimpel on Voice of Israel.
And now, live from Jerusalem, you're listening to Israel Inspired Radio on Voice of Israel. Here are your hosts, Rabbis Ari Abramowitz and Jeremy Gimpel.
Welcome to Israel Inspired Radio. Jeremy Gimpel here, broadcasting from Jerusalem.
Aseret HaDibrot. It's not the Ten Commandments. It's the Ten Dibrot, the Ten Sayings that God uttered, that the same God who uttered the Let There Be Light, which created the world, he also uttered these same words that set all of humanity and laws and values, morality, into being as well.
It literally changed the trajectory of all of human history.
And he didn't do it, like the pastor said,
to
a single person in private. God revealed himself to a large group at once, which is like a really important point. That thank you, Pastor, for bringing that up.
Well, definitely, you know, as Jews, it's not something that we believe because someone told us to believe it, but it was literally my father and his father and his father and their fathers and all of our fathers at one point stood at that mountain and passed that message and that story down. It wasn't like one guy had a revelation, said, hey guys, listen to what happened to me on this mountain. I found these two golden tablets in the forest. No, it was the whole nation was there. And as we had that, it's been passed down much more than just a belief. It really is a life and a heritage. But I think also really powerful.
Can I say something, Jeremy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me tell you something that's gonna be a little controversial. Might have to edit this out. But if you think about the other major religions, you know, it's all based on an individual who had Mormonism. This guy went and saw this, you know, Muhammad didn't, you know, went and did this. But what's so amazing about this is that if you're going to do something, you don't do it in front of a whole bunch of people, because someone say, well, it didn't happen that way. What's amazing about this is that we didn't have people saying, well, it never happened. No one says that. It's sort of an accepted fact. Millions of people were there, and they told their children's 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 children. No one's saying today that didn't happen. It's from there.
And you know it must have happened, because if there could have been an argument amongst Jews, it would have happened, but no Jews ever argued that point. They may have argued 15,000 other reasons, but that there was never an argument. All Jews from all backgrounds always accepted that as truth. That must be true.
Right.
Well, I also think it's marvelous, you know, as God introduced himself, he didn't say, you know, I am God who created heavens and earth. I am the Lord who, you know, did all these marvelous things. He said, I am the Lord thy God who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. It was like, I am an active God that saw my people's pain. If we talk about Martin Luther King's struggle with the Torah scroll, and it was out of his concern and out of his love, he was active and engaged in the world. And I how perfect it is for those who were struggling for their freedom in America, in Martin Luther King, as we were brought out of the bondages of slavery and we traveled through the desert on our way to freedom and equality in our land, for them to actually carry the Torah scroll is so relevant for those Ten Commandments.
If I could
too bad that these days we have such a disconnect with that. That basically Jewish people who walked in the struggle with African American people, it was around the Word of God. I mean, and that's unfortunately through politics and a number of other things, we're getting away from that. But one of the reasons I wanted to do this is to call people back to these 10 words, 10 matters, 10, you know, they call it tradition and commandments. These are things that bring us to common ground. And I really want to encourage people to interact with it, because it's amazing. It's an amazing opportunity for us to see, you know, historically what he said and how it fits for us today.
So we've talked a lot about the Ten Commandments in general. We don't have time here to go into all 10 in particular, but there's a great conversation going on the Israel Bible Reading Plan about each one of the commandments that I encourage listeners to check out, the Israel Bible Reading Plan. But I wanted just to give an overview of these 10 commandments, because in Judaism, the traditional Jewish interpretation says that there are a lot of classifications when it comes to commandments. We have commandments that are between us and God, and we have commandments that are between man and man. And here you have that the first five essentially are between man and God, and the second five of the commandments are between man and man.
Well, number five is a little tricky, because it is to honor your mother and father, which one could say is like very much respecting God, but the fifth one is sort of like exactly on the cusp in between the two. It's like the transition.
Well, and it's a really good point to that people need to realize that our relationship with our parents includes a godly component as well.
Sure.
That's certainly an important lesson. One of my teachers when I was in yeshiva, Rabbi Lookstein actually, said that there's another categorization or classification. We have commandments that are between, that we fulfill just with our minds, just by thinking certain thoughts. There are other commandments that we fulfill with our words, okay? And there are things that we do with action. And he said that if you pay attention to these 10 commandments, that you see a progression here. The first of the commandments, I am the Lord your God, is something that you simply fulfill just by thinking about monotheism, thinking about God. The next one, I'm going to move quickly. The next one, though, it says that do not take any other graven images, okay? Lo tase lecha pesel. Don't have any graven images, and don't bow down to them. Don't take the name of the Lord in vain. Those are things that you fulfill or violate with your words, right?
Sure.
And then finally, number five, the Shabbat, honoring your parents. Those are things that really require actions. So when it comes to our relationship, this is really fascinating. When it comes to our relationship between man and God, so there's a progression between what we're thinking, what we're saying, and what we're doing. Because ultimately, we're supposed to relate to God, not just in our mind, but it's supposed to impact the way that we speak and ultimately impact the way that we act and the way that we behave. However, then there is the opposite when it comes to our relationship between man and our fellow man. Pastor, are you with me here?
Absolutely.
So listen to this. This is great. Because when it comes to commandment number 6, 7, and 8, you have do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal. Okay? Those are all things that we commit or we violate or we fulfill with our action. Right? And then finally, number 9, don't bear false witness. That's something we do with our words.
Right.
And then finally, number 10 is do not be jealous. That's something that we fulfill or we violate with our mind.
To covet.
And so we have the opposite. You know, you have this like kind of this, you know, this this trajectory that goes up and
then
it goes
down.
And so when it comes to our relationship with other men, it's, you know, a lot of people say it's enough just to not bother people. Don't bother me. I won't bother you. Live and let live when it comes to our relationship between people. But the Ten Commandments is saying more than that. God wants us to internalize our relationships with other people so that it affects how we speak about them, right? Do not bear false witness. But more than that, that it affects the way that we think about other people.
And Rabbi Tuli Weiss, Pastor Keith Johnson, thank you so much for joining us today on Israel Inspired.
Voice of Israel, your source for news and views on everything Israel and the Middle East.